Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast, Super Bowl edition. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro. We will continue to have podcasts throughout the week as we lead up to Super Bowl 52. And in this podcast, we will focus on quarterback Carson Wentz, who on Friday had an impromptu press briefing at his locker at the NovaCare Complex. Wentz, of course, threw 33 touchdown passes, 7 interceptions this season, an MVP candidate, went down late in the game against the Los Angeles Rams at the LA Memorial Coliseum, and was lost for the season. And for the first time on Friday, he spoke to the media and very quickly made his intentions known. Wentz is aiming to be back on the field when the Eagles open the 2018 regular season.
It's hard to talk about timetables because these are always fluid injuries and timetables always adjust depending on where you're at. But, you know, I feel very confident, truly believe, you know, my goal is to be ready for week one, and I'm going to push and do everything I can to be ready, and I'm very confident in that.
The left knee injury, not only a torn ACL, but also an LCL. During his conversation, Wentz explained the extent of his left knee injury.
So after we, you know, went in there and everything, it was actually the ACL and the LCL, but still feeling confident with it. The rehab's, you know, it's the same type of progression and everything, and it's gone great so far. So yeah, still feeling confident with it. I said it, you know, in my video I posted, you know, right after the injury, you know, I 100% believe I'll be back. I'm better than ever, stronger than ever, and with no looking back.
So what has it been like for Wentz to come back from this very tough injury? Certainly is a battle emotionally and physically. Wentz, though, is pleased with where he's at and says that the teammates, the organization, the fans, and of course his faith has helped him get through a very difficult process.
Yeah, I mean, my teammates, the fans, you know, everyone's been more than supportive, but my faith in the Lord has been number one. You know, anytime you go through anything in life, for me personally, you know, I just believe the Lord's working for it for good, making it for good, and I'm just trusting in that, and that's really what's always getting me through and what's getting me through right now. The support throughout the team, the fans, everybody's just been great, and I can't thank them enough.
This is Carson Wentz of the Philadelphia Eagles.
When you've got a quarterback, you've got a chance. The Eagles have a quarterback.
Oh, do they ever.
And you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spadaro.
Wentz still taking part in team meetings, in the quarterback room, and now on the sidelines. So while he won't play in Super Bowl 52, Wentz is still a part of the team and helping the Eagles advance and hopefully beat the New England Patriots.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to do what I can. You know, I'm definitely not trying to overdo anything, but, you know, coming in the mornings with Nick and Nate, I'm really trying to do what Nick and Nate did for me all season, just help them, be with them in the film room, you know, and everything, and talk to guys and say what I see and stuff as well. But, you know, Nick's done a great job. You know, Nick's really taken that leadership role, and so I'm just trying to help support him as best I can. Trying to be involved in what I can, but I'm definitely not a coach, so I still voice my opinion in small pieces, but Nick's the guy, and Nick's been voicing his opinion more than anybody, and I'm just trying to help.
Wentz is very happy for quarterback Nick Foles, who's led the Eagles to a 4-1 record in his time as a starter. The lone loss, the meaningless final game of the regular season to the Dallas Cowboys. Here is Wentz talking about Nick Foles.
Just the way he stepped in. You know, he's been ready all season long, and obviously it's stepping in a situation like that. You know, that's tough. You know, it's tough. You know, obviously you don't get the reps throughout the year. He didn't really have a preseason either, dealing with the injury and everything. So I've just been more than impressed with how he stepped up, handled it, and just been playing. And last game was unbelievable. Love seeing that. Just how close Nick and I are. We embraced each other and spoke some words and everything. And, you know, I'm just so happy for him. I'm so happy for him and this team, but especially a guy like that. Going through everything he's went through. You know, obviously you guys know the story. He almost retired and everything with that, and he just had the faith and the Lord opened an opportunity here, and now he's starting the Super Bowl. You know, so how cool is that for him? And we're so close. So holding that trophy was really cool, and getting to share it with him was really cool.
A long way to go in the rehab, no real timetable. We do know now that Wentz is aiming and really hopes to be there week one for the Eagles, but he will not rush his rehab. He will make sure that he is all the way healthy before he gets back on the football field. Wentz does have a message for everyone. He is thrilled that the Eagles are having such success.
But, you know, I'm also really excited for this team. You know, seeing the team battle through these playoffs, battle, you know, all season long through adversity, injury after injury. You know, I wasn't the only one. You know, we've had lots of guys go down, and just seeing the resiliency of this team, you know, it's just such a tight brotherhood. So I'm feeling great about that. You know, but again, with the injury and everything, rehab's going great, and I'm feeling good with where we're at.
And that will do it for this Eagles Live Podcast Super Bowl edition. We'll have more for you as the Eagles pack up their bags and take to the air. The flight is on Sunday to Minneapolis, and of course the Eagles play the New England Patriots a week later in Super Bowl 52, the third Super Bowl appearance for the Eagles in their franchise history. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting this all together. Thanks to you for taking part in the Eagles Live Podcast. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro saying, have yourselves a great Eagles day, and fly, Eagles, fly.